As a visitor to Namibia, you can stroll down the beachfront in Swakopmund or stay over in plush accommodation at the Waterberg National Park or some of the nearby guest farms. You can even camp on the exposed rocks at Shark Island near Luderitz. And many foreign and local visitors do. And for decades, you could do so without fully realizing that you were, at the same time, on the very terrain where some of Germany's worst colonial-era violence took place against Nama and Herero between 1904 and 1908. Violence that affected civilians and combatants alike.
Colonialism did not only affect men, but women and children were equally affected by colonialism.
That's Namibian opposition politician and member of the Ulva Herero Genocide Foundation, Esther Munyangwe.
Especially if one goes by the extermination order of Lothar von Trotter, it says that I shall spare neither women nor children.
But despite the horrors of the colonial regime, the memory of the victims and the places where they died is not forgotten, largely in part due to the work of generations of women keeping traditions alive and pressure for recognition of Germany's colonial past in Namibia. Sima Leupert of the Nama Traditional Leaders Association Technical Committee on Genocide says that the targeting of women during the colonial era was aimed at disrupting the very heart of a community.
Women have always played the role of being the keepers of the community, including, you know, acting as wisdom keepers that hold traditional forms of knowledge with the responsibility of practicing reflection and learning within the community. While the men were away, they were responsible for social cohesion within the community, for connectedness to the land. They were the spiritual and knowledge teachers and healers, and they played the role of, you know, the transmitters of language and culture.
This, for a nomadic pastoral society living in the harsh, arid conditions of Namibia, was vital. Keeping alive the memories of the Herero and Nama people who died in the war or from the inhumane conditions they faced at the concentration camps at Shark Island and Swakopmund has been difficult. After hostilities ended between the German forces and Ulva Herero and Nama fighters, women were forced into concentration camps and were at the mercy of colonial officers who had spent the previous years systematically destroying indigenous communities. Here, reports from the time say the women were routinely physically abused, raped, and made to fulfill traumatic and humiliating tasks. German rule in Namibia ended after World War I. But the territory of Southwest Africa was mandated to South Africa by the League of Nations. This meant the introduction of apartheid and white minority rule held until 1990, when the nation of Namibia declared independence.
The South African colonial period sort of entrenched, you know, the institutional mechanisms that were established by the German colonial period to continue dehumanizing people. And after Namibian independence, there was never any legal or policy framework established to specifically deal with this unique kind of impact on these specific groups of people. And so what one has seen is sort of a transgenerational inheritance of all these different layers of impacts on these people.
But women like Sima Leupert and Esther Munyangwe, through their work, have sought to not let the atrocities of the past remain understudied or unknown. Independence allowed a space for Nama and Herero communities to communicate openly about the genocide's impact on their communities. At a time when other Namibians became free of the oppressive apartheid regime,
all Namibians sort of rallied around this specific yearning for independence. And it is only after independence that the Nama and Ulva Herero communities now really started to zoom into their specific losses within the German colonial period. Whereas our national government's focus was more on, you know, the liberation struggle. I think also something interesting that really happened is when the Nama people, for the first time in the last, I think, 5 years or so, started having the annual Nama cultural festival. And very interestingly, it is the women who play a particularly important role at this festival through the cultural village that is established at this cultural festival, where women, you know, teach and pass on and transmit knowledge about traditional practices.
Both Nama and Ova Herero communities have begun memorializing the genocide. Beyond the much publicized demands for reparations from Germany and equitable land redistribution, monuments have been erected. In 2007, 100 years after the genocide, a memorial stone was erected on the site of the Swakopmund concentration camp. In April 2023, a new memorial to commemorate the victims who died at the Shark Island concentration camp was opened.
For one to understand who you are today, you also need to understand your past.
According to Esther Munyangwe, continued activism is vital.
So we remind ourselves, we reflect on what happened to our people in the past, because that has shaped who we are today, politically, economically, socially, and culturally. Women, and especially Black women, experience a combination of race, class, and gender oppression.
The search for the remains of ancestors and to bring them home is a task that still preoccupies Nama and Herero communities. To appreciate just how important this story is, veteran politician Esther Munyangwe recounts one particular story she says gave meaning to the activism she has been doing. It was on a visit to Freiburg in Germany in 2010.
Someone told me that there are skulls from the Herero people in that university archives. And I went there, and for the first time, I saw the skulls. And I remember they told me that, no, their skulls are mixed up and so on. But I said, I just open one box. I want to see what is in that box. So they opened the box, and in that box on the skull, it was written Herero. And there was an envelope in that which says Swakopmund, Southwest Africa. So then I knew that one is definitely coming from Namibia. I played a very important role, because since then, I started to sensitize my community, especially the traditional leaders, not the Herero, but also the Nama traditional leaders. We approached the Namibian government, and I was part of the first group in 2011 that went to Germany to repatriate the very first human remains that were brought back to Namibia.
She is also optimistic that younger people will continue activism. People like Utara Mutu, who is a feminist and politician for the Landless People's Movement. She is one of the youngest people ever to become a Namibian Member of Parliament.
Well, as much as people are saying it happened 120 years ago, we still get to feel the aftermath of the genocide. Till today, we still have people who are mixed race, because our grandmothers were raped, forcibly raped, and then we have to deal with the colorism that is within our cultures, within our tribe, deeply rooted within our tribe. There's still some form of discrimination that happens, especially if, for example, if you're mixed with German. Some people still carry German surnames. Some people still have German names.
Utara says the role of her female ancestors, in fact, is what drove her into politics.
We don't really understand and get a clear picture of what the woman did. And that is one reason that also made me get up at such a young age, a tender age of 21, to really start fighting for social justice and to ensure that women have a face, women have an identity when it comes to the fight, not just for equality, but the fight for genocide. Again, women have fought. They are the ones who protected their children. They are the ones who ensured that my tribe gets to survive.
Sima Loipert, Esther Munyangwe, and Utara Mutu belonged to communities that were systematically almost wiped out by a German colonial system that was shielded from deeper scrutiny.
I am a living proof of that younger generation that is fighting. So I am very optimistic of our younger generation and their political consciousness being awoken and their rights being taken back. We have a generation now that has technology at the tip of their fingers that can Google anything and find it and actually make and create stories and have issues about social justice being spread widely across between continents.
The road is long as both Uva Herero and Nama communities seek what they consider a fair recognition of the colonial era violence committed under German rule. The first step has been to actively oppose the 2021 reconciliation settlement between the Namibian and German governments, where Germany is to forward $1.3 billion over 30 years in development aid to Namibia, but not directly to the affected communities.
There's some challenges, yes, but however, the greater good is that this masses, the current generation that we have, are willing to fight for themselves, are willing to ensure that they take back their power.
This special feature was brought to you by DW with support from the German Federal Foreign Office. I'm Kai Nebe.